On today's show, we're going to be looking at some of the key issues in the mayor's race and what candidates are saying about them. But first, we'll take stock of some of the major events in the contest since our last episode of Leading Questions. We've had some interesting endorsements, some testy exchanges, and a televised debate that took a surprising turn. Joining me now with some of the standout moments of the past few weeks is Newsworks 99 blogger Brian Hickey. Hey there, Brian.
Hey, Dave.
Okay, Brian, let's get to this first. It's perhaps the most memorable moment of the campaign so far.
All enabling legislation that we...
That's the sound of former District Attorney Lynn Abraham collapsing on stage during a recent debate. Brian, what does this mean for her campaign?
Well, it's not good for her campaign, Dave. If you were watching on TV, your initial thought, if it was anything like mine, was for Lynn's well-being. They cut away from the debate on TV, so you were left wondering. But then word filtered out that she was backstage and that she was okay, and that she was just dehydrated and hadn't eaten much all day. So the next day, Lynn launched a mission to restore her quote-unquote tough cookie credibility.
I had a very small, and I mean very small, lunch, and then was off to the races for the rest of the day. So I'm really quite fine, and I'm staying in the race. So if anybody's wondering, I wouldn't drop out no matter what, no matter what.
She lived up to the promise of those words the next day. We had a photographer with Lynn throughout Wednesday, starting with a breakfast forum and ending with a ward meeting at night. However, she'd been having trouble raising money, and that could be intensified by the image of her fainting during a debate. She's running against at least two strong candidates, former Councilman Jim Kenney and State Senator Anthony Williams. If her health is anyway in question, she could see her base start to move in the direction of either of those candidates, and it could make it harder for her to raise money. Donors are going to need to be convinced that she can win. An unfortunate side note to the fainting incident, candidate Doug Oliver's spokesman sent out an insensitive tweet regarding it the next day. Oliver denounced those words and personally apologized to Lynn, as did his spokesman. We'll see if people remember that come primary day.
Okay, now Jim Kenney's had a nice run lately. There have been TV ads from his friends in the labor movement, and he's been getting endorsements from some unlikely and helpful places, right?
That's correct, Dave. Last week saw Kenny get endorsed by a group of African-American politicians from Northwest Philadelphia.
I stand before you humbled. I stand before you understanding the responsibility that I want to undertake. And I'm standing here understanding how hard I have to work to keep your trust and to keep your confidence in me.
Now, that was certainly a unique moment in Philadelphia political history. It was also one that caused a little friction between the Kenny and Williams camps, since it could broaden support for Kenny.
Now, Williams came right back with his own set of endorsements, right? Mostly African-American leaders.
He did, and while he denied that the endorsement event was a reaction to Kenny, his campaign did distribute maps showing the areas of the city that those endorsers actually came from and represent, and it showed a large swath of the city excluding Northwest Philadelphia. So take that for what it's worth. The Williams camp also took a hit last week when the City Ethics Board cited it for violations of campaign finance laws. The campaign agreed to pay $8,000 in fines and $27,000 in other costs. Williams did come back with another salvo of his own, though. He called for the FOP, which endorsed Kenny, to support the instant firing of officers who used derogatory slurs.
If certain words depart their lips that disparage an ethnic group, a gender, a person of a certain sexual orientation or faith, they should be fired. If they use those words as the F word when they were describing people of a different sexual orientation or the N word, they should be fired.
Kenny responded that discipline should be taken, but not as instantaneously as Williams suggested in his campaign event. It bears mentioning that in an interview I did with Williams last week, he said the endorsements and his ethics board issues wouldn't linger until election day, since very few voters are paying attention at this point in the race.
All right, we'll see about that. Now, both Kenny and Williams have gotten some big boosts from these independent groups that have been airing TV ads on their behalf, right?
The committee, backed by three wealthy pro-school choice executives, continues to buy $500,000 a week in TV ads to support Williams. Here's their latest ad.
Anthony Hardy Williams comes from West Philly, and he still calls it home. He knows that in this town, talk is cheap. It's action that gets things done. As state senator, he took action to make our state...
Now, the two labor-supported PACs backing Kenny are at around $900,000 in buys. So far, all of the ads are positive. There's been no attacks yet, with yet being the key word in that last sentence.
Right, we'll see about that. Now, we haven't mentioned the other two candidates, Nelson Diaz and Milton Street. What have they been up to?
Well, Diaz has announced he's been endorsed by a group of national Puerto Rican leaders this week, And meanwhile, Milton remains Milton, drawing attention at forums. He did miss one gathering of candidates that was right in his campaign wheelhouse last week, though. It was about youth violence, and it was held at a North Philadelphia high school. He chalked up the absence to having the wrong start time for the event. So basically, he went to Dobbins High at 5 p.m. for an event that started around 3.
Okay. Thanks, Brian. We'll talk again in a few weeks.
You bet.